Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This is Peter Brady, losing his voice, joined as always by my good buddy John. Hey, John, pull up a stool.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
I'm doing well, as I can be. This is scary stuff, ain't it, John?
It's a scary, scary world all of a sudden, to tell you the truth, Doug.
And get a load of this one, Johnny. We were told today from New Jerseyans, and I think it might be north, but I'm not sure, or the whole state. It's very vague that I cannot leave. I can only go between New Jersey and Pennsylvania. I have to stay in my state. You understand what I'm saying, John? I could go to Pennsylvania if I work in Philly. I can only go there. I can't go anywhere else. I'm quarantined, but I'm allowed to go to work. Now, you figure that one out, John.
You just keep it up there. Just keep it up the air.
Yeah. I got yelled at the other day because I was getting aggravated because the one time I'm going in the elevator, it's like I stood out because there was like 10 guys already in there and I was a snob because I didn't want to ride it. And then leaving every day, we got 8, 10, 12 guys. That's sanitary, isn't it, John?
It doesn't sound like it.
It's awesome, John. You know, I'm social distancing. We get 6 inches of social distancing, then 6 feet. We misread the tape measure as contractors.
You would think of all the people that would be able to get that measurement correctly, it'd be you guys, you know?
No, apparently contractors don't know. We think it's 6 inches.
There you go.
Nah, it's just stupid, dude. I got another couple weeks, and hopefully everybody from my crew is, our crew is all my buddies, and, you know, down here, the crew that we have left is all of our, they're like my brothers. They're our crew, you know, my main crew and all our main guys. And it, you know, I just want us all home safe and sound. You follow me?
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. My boss, Donnie, is usually don't care about anything. He'll do the 10-second rule if something drops. You know what I'm saying? And he's wearing gloves and a mask. He's like our hillbilly on the job. I love him to death, but he's like my brother, Tom Mater. Like, nothing bothers him. You know, he's a country boy, trapping, fishing, hunting, that whole deal. And when he's wearing a mask and gloves, you know there's a problem.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know, he has his pinky up now when he's drinking. It's all changed.
Well, Doug, I mean, you've met me before, and you obviously a couple of times, and you know how dry my hands are. My time in the military, I used some chemicals that really screwed up the condition of my hands, and I have extremely, extremely dry hands, and they crack all the time, and they bleed and stuff, so hand sanitizer absolutely kills me. It's like rubbing, obviously, it's straight alcohol on an open wound, I'm doing it every time I go in and out of a store, anytime I do anything. So, my hands now look like a war zone, but now, at least I'm not carrying a disease with me. So,
can I ask you if you could do this?
Sure.
Then take a hand sanitizer, a small bottle, And maybe put some soap that has it with it, like that has like softener in it. You understand what I'm saying? And then just keep a bottle of water with you and wash your hands with soap and water instead of antibacterial all the time.
I don't know. I mean, obviously this is a lot handier and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hear you, but to save you, because I've been trying to do that, like, at home. I'm trying not to use any because we don't want to run out of it because I need it for work. You follow
me?
Yeah,
exactly.
So. But, I mean, I was thinking about that myself. If we run out, like, maybe I'll fill a couple of the small sanitizer bottles with – we have this liquid soap that has moisturizer in it. And I could just carry a bottle of water with me and wash my hands that way.
Yeah, that's what I'll probably do after this bottle runs out in the van that I have. So,
well, I'm just saying to try to save my buddy's hands a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm always here for you. Speaking of buddies, real quick, let's talk about something happy. It's our buddy Evan's birthday today. Happy birthday, Evan.
Happy birthday, Evan. And I heard some lady's got a birthday tomorrow.
The beautiful Judith. I heard Evan's turning 72 and Judith is turning 32, right?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
No. No, but anyway, we want to wish both of you guys happy birthday. Our Bostonian friends, right, John? Our New Hampshire friends up in that area?
Yeah, maybe some new Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans up there.
Our New England fans is what I meant to say. New Hampshire, where am I going? Tom Brady's in Tampa Bay, so I already forgot what all the different cities are up there. No, but we love Evan. We love Judith. They're friends and family of the pub. They got stools here at the pub, and... happy birthday, guys. Two great ones, right, Johnny?
Absolutely. Yeah, have a great day and as good as you can. And again, we've said it a million times, but I talked to Tommy this week a little bit, and God bless Judith and all the healthcare workers and putting themselves on the line out there. So, you know, especially a good happy birthday to her. So, and I don't envy your job, but at the same time, I know that she gets a lot of satisfaction out of it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God bless her. God bless all them. The cops, poor cops in New York City getting sick.
God bless
everybody. I mean, it's a sad time, but as Americans, we talked before this, John, we're going to get through it as a world, not just Americans. We got friends and, I mean, the other day I'm looking online, we had 8 people from New Zealand download the show last week, John, and they do it every week. And it's
cool.
Like, I can't believe it's hard enough for people to like me here in the States. I can't believe we have people like in New Zealand and Iceland and all these other places listening to this stupid little show.
So. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I know my one of the ICPs, Sharon, that I worked with on Lion King and the Trains. She's a part of our pub group, and she's back home in Australia right now. So hopefully she's listening. So.
All of our friends from around the world, UK, China, Japan, everybody, please, everybody be careful. I mean, hopefully we'll get our hands around this, we'll get a vaccine, and we can all get back to normal, if you follow me. Hopefully the warm weather breaks. I was listening to a doctor this morning, and he was saying something about in your house, if you have humidifiers, it'll help, because that's why they're saying when the heat comes, it's going to thicken the air. The humidity in the air stops it from traveling as far.
I heard the same thing this morning, and I think this might be the first time in a long time, well, if ever, that us Floridians are going, come on, summer, yeah. Come on, get that heat. I mean, it's hot now. It's going to be 93 here today, but it's a dry desert heat, so and we need that humidity. So it's the first time ever, but let's go. Let's get that stuff going.
Yeah, first time the women are going to say, frizz my hair! Frizz
exactly.
My hair! But no, we need everybody stay safe is what we need. Everybody be safe and sound. And again, happy birthday, Judith. Happy birthday, Evan. I hope you guys have a great day. And I know you will, because you both have beautiful families. And we love you guys. Be safe and sound. And they love us, John. We did get it. John, get a load of this. We got our first severely negative review this week.
No.
Somebody hates me, John.
I can't imagine that, Doug.
I guess if you gotta be happy and cheerful, and you can't ever criticize, or you're a bad guy, right?
Well, according to this young lady, apparently so.
But she listens to the show, so we still love her, John. But this is what I got. It's another review, but we read most of them, so I'll read this one. It's the first really, really nasty one. It made me scared, John. Anyway, it said, sick of hearing Doug complain. Don't you love it? And it's from Tink Crazy, a.k.a. Stacy B. My husband has been listening to this podcast for the past few years. In the beginning, I truly enjoyed it. And it says, this is like, she enjoys laughing at me, mispronunciate stuff. And a lot of times we joke because it's the way things are written. Am I right or wrong, John? When we read some of these sites and the articles, they have faux pas, don't they?
Yeah, so sometimes just the news articles we're reading aren't, you know, written correctly and stuff like that. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, both of us have, we have our own characterizations, and that's how we speak.
At the end of the day, though, John, my favorite slogan, let's be fair to us, too. Other podcasters, which I know for sure, they edit the show. Like, I know Lou and all them. If they mispronunciate stuff, he'll stop the show, cut that out, and then say it eloquently. You understand what I'm saying, John? He won't. They'll fix their wrongs. Where we just, I just want it all to be out there. If I look stupid, I look stupid. If I'm trying to sound the word out, I think it's funny. That's why I leave it in. Right, John?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hopefully the charm of our show is the fact that we're just sitting around. Well, basically, if we had our druthers, we would probably try to record this show about 6 o'clock on a Friday evening and have a beer in front of us all the time, because that's basically what we're trying to do, is sit at the pub and enjoy a drink and talk about Disney World.
And be two Frenchish yakking about life and saying exactly what we feel instead of all being, you know, candy and rainbows. You know what I'm saying, John? It isn't. Disney, the past, you know, 6 or 7 months have done a lot of things, or actually the past 3 years have done a lot of things that bothered me. If you go back and listen to all the other shows, I read the news, and if I agreed or didn't, it's just been bad, a real lot, the past couple of years. And I don't think you could disagree with me. There's been a lot of things that, with parties and stuff, I can't help myself. But anyway, we don't cut things out. It's just us two sitting at the bar, and if we say something wrong, you know, I don't change it. That's not edited. I want it to be as live as possible. So she wrote here, I truly enjoyed it. And then it says E space E-N. She was supposed to say even laugh, but I mispronunciated because it wasn't spelled right. Even laughed at the terrible pronunciation of many common words. But within the last year, I've grown increasingly tired of hearing Doug complain about Disney and Bob Iger. If John went on his own, there you go, John, do it all on your own, buddy. I listen to him happily. But Doug is just, now listen to this, Doug is just a jerk. Now I'm getting called names, John.
Now she's poking you, Doug.
Okay, now listen to this. Now, obviously, he didn't learn the golden rule as a child. So the golden rule to child is be kind to one another, right? Or do unto who, you know, right? Treat everybody good. Am I wrong, John?
Do unto others as you'd have done to yourself.
Okay, so her calling me a jerk, is that not being hypocritical, like all in two sentences here?
Yeah. I mean, you're always taught to, if you can't say something nice, say nothing at all, right? So, but hey, whatever.
And then she wrote, I had to give 1 star because there's no way to give negative numbers. What? Know what I will do for you, Tink? I will write it down in my book here. It's a negative 10, just so you feel better. I'm glad you're listening. I hope you continue to listen. I'm not mad at you. I just think it's funny, and I think it's very how it's hysterical how you could be hypocritical in two sentences. Doug is a jerk, and obviously he didn't learn the golden rule as a child, so neither did you, apparently. So we went to the same school. But John, you can go on your own, because I do nothing for this show, Johnny.
Yeah, there you go, Doug. You're just Debbie Downer.
Now, John, when you started to listen to me, was Doug Debbie Downer at all?
No, when you and Scotty first started the show, and then even several years with Dennis, it was, I would say, probably 90% positive.
Mm-hmm. So, and it was, and John, you know me off the air. Really, am I that miserable of a prick or a jerk, as she calls me?
No, you're not. You're actually a very nice guy.
And then,
but you do have a tendency to tell people they're idiots when they're being
idiots. Yeah, they are. I speak my mind. But that same way, I'll help that same idiot 2 seconds later if you follow me. But if they do something wrong, like all my family knows, if you do something, I'm going to tell you how I feel. Don't mean I don't still love you, right?
Yep.
There's been times
I don't know. I just remember a couple of several years ago now, actually, when I was a new father, me and Lisa had taken our son out to Epcot on a hot day, and believe me, JJ grew up in Orlando. He's very accustomed to heat, even as a child. He, you know, it is what it is. We live in Florida. What are you going to do? So we went out to Epcot, and we had him in the stroller, and we're walking around. And two older ladies came by and said, "That is just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. To taking your child out in this type of heat." And at that point, it's kind of like, you know, everybody's got an opinion and everybody's got a butthole, but both of them should be kept to yourself, so, you know. And I mean, in a way, that was just her speaking her mind, but it was none of her affair. No. So, you know.
But you choose to listen to this show, and this is what I do. And the thing of it is, John, when Disney does something good, I'll say they've been good. But I'm not going to be Lou and... And I mean, if that's who you want to listen to, feel free. And I'm not mad at you for doing this. But when Disney charges for parking, and I tell you it's a good thing, I can't sleep. I could never do that.
Yeah, no, him trying to play devil's advocate on that
for everything, dude. It's just
ridiculous.
And I listen to all the other shows, and I can't. And I love all of them. I like Lou. I love Lou to death. Lou cheers me up. But he also POs me when he sits there and all these prices come up and he's saying how great it is. But I don't hear – the only other person as much of a curmudgeon as me is Pete Warner.
Oh, yeah.
But he's even worse than me, and I love Pete. I like the show. But all those guys, it's like a lynching every week, that show.
Yeah, they're harsh. They're really harsh. So.
I mean, all kidding aside, John, how many times have you ever heard me criticize food at Disney?
No, and that's the one thing that, honestly, that kind of put me off of listening to Lou, is the fact that he never gives an honest review of a restaurant, in my opinion. Mm. I mean, I've heard him review Tony's Town Square and the sushi in Japan and stuff like that, and it's like the best Italian food he's ever eaten in his life, and I know he's from New Jersey. I mean, come on, buddy.
Yeah, and he's from up north, where he's in New York City, like, over the bridge from the city.
Yes.
There's no way.
Yeah. So I mean, so that irked me with him is I know it's not an honest opinion. I know that he's embellishing, and to that point, it's the other side. You know, I mean, maybe Doug's negative, but do you want just candy and roses all the time?
Hey,
I mean,
or you want the and I'll even argue back with you a little bit here with Tutto Italia. I mean, Tutto Gusto. That scampi might be one of the best Italian dishes I ever had in my life. But I'm not going to say it's the best Italian food in the world, but that was one of the best meals I've ever had.
But for him to say that... It's a lot different than Tony's Town Square. I mean,
exactly. That's horrible. But Tutto Italia and an Italy Pavilion, yeah. But to tell me Tony's Town Square, John, you're 100% right. How do you even justify... Like, the happiest vlogs, they went there, and they have the same opinion as me. It's decent food. It's not quite Olive Garden, but it's good. You follow me? I didn't leave there saying I'm not going to eat for a week because my stomach. It's just good food, but I'm not running back there. I'm not making a reservation my next trip. Every time we've eaten there was because we were in the Magic Kingdom. It was dinner time. We were hungry. There was availability.
And it's a cool place too.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you're a fan of Lady and the Tramp. I mean, it's got a lot of. You know, things that reflect the movie and stuff like that, and it's right on Main Street. So yeah, I mean, and a lot of restaurants at Walt Disney World that serve mediocre food make up for it, or somewhat, in the ambiance they have. There's no doubt.
Okay,
you know, so.
And I'll start being Lou. Oh, John, have you ever eaten at the Castle? It is the most reasonable and the best price food you will ever have. It's amazing, that food at the Castle. They don't need to change anything. And if they raised it by another $20, $30 a meal, it would be so still worth it. Because they would do it for you. Because what they're trying to do is spread out the people going there to give you more elbow room in the place, John. It would be for you. They
social distancing.
What's that?
They're giving you the social distancing.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to even get into that right now. But yeah, I get you. Yeah, they would be doing it for you. I mean, to sit here and say that there's not one meal in the mat. Like, I like the counter services better than the sit-downs. Now, am I wrong for – I'm a travel agent. Am I wrong for giving my opinion about how good the food is, or should I just lie and say everything's amazing?
Apparently, you're supposed to say everything's amazing.
So I apologize. I'll be more uplifting. When I get kicked out of the park at 7 o'clock, when I used to be out of state or to midnight, I'm going to be happy about that. Yay! to be out of state at midnight with my family and not have the not have extra parties coming in and getting in my way and double charging me. I'm so excited to pay double now. John, ain't that the way it's supposed to be?
Absolutely. Party, party, party.
Oh, yeah. I mean, prices, ticket prices going up 2-3 times a year now. Yippee-ki-yay! 40% they went up. Yoo-hoo! Yes, I'm happy. Anything else you could think of we could be happy about, Johnny?
How about the parking at the resorts? Yes, parking at the resorts, paying parking for that. That's great.
Yo, everything. The Yeti still broke. Woo-hoo, yay! Never fix it. They don't have time now to fix it, do they, John?
I don't know. I'm just hoping they turn around my paper boy in Spaceship Earth. Although that's getting closed down, so I don't even see them worrying about turning him around. So.
No, he's gone, John. Who knows what they're gonna do with that? You know, I mean, the Japanese drummer. She's been there 25 years. She's fired. They did it for you. Yay! I gotta listen to Lou to see what kind of loveliness he brought up with firing everybody at World Showcase.
He probably didn't even talk about it.
No, but I am sorry for. I get angry when they fire people that has been there for 25, 30. The band's been there for the last 12, 15 years. Who else was it, John? It was the drummer. Oh, the juggler. Get rid of Luigi. Nobody cares. Yay,
yeah,
they did it for us.
The British group, drummers. Yeah,
so. I'm supposed to be happy about all this stuff. You know, and I won't be picking on Bob no more, so you'll be happy. Now it's Cheapy Cheapy Chapik is my new one. I actually feel bad for him right now with everything going on. My God. Would you imagine coming into that, John?
Yeah, the financial situation that Disney's going to find itself. I mean, because we're not just talking to four parks here in Orlando. We're talking about the two in friggin' California, the two in Europe. I mean, the two in... So, and then the fact that the movies can't get released into theaters to be seen. I mean, oof. Boy, they released Disney Plus at the right time, though, didn't they?
Ooh, oh, yeah, me. Speaking of that, let's speak of something good. We watched Frozen 2 the other night.
No, how'd you like it?
We actually enjoyed it. It was good. I don't think it was good as the first one at all. Nowhere near as good.
I haven't seen it yet. Lisa saw it, and she said the same thing. She said it was really good, but it wasn't as... She actually, one of the songs irritated her before it became catchy.
Yeah, well, that was the thing me and Brenda said. Like, it started off, like, it was hard to even grasp. I mean, for, like, the first 20 minutes, me and Brenda's looking at each other like, where's this going? Like, we were getting nervous. Then it got good, and we enjoyed it, but not one song. Like, no Let It Snow, or Do You Want to Build a Snowman, or no song, like, just jumped out at you. Like, there's not one I can even remember from watching it yesterday.
Yeah, and, you know, Let It Go was stuck in your mind automatically. I mean, it was such an impactful movie, and then, I mean, so many little girls singing it everywhere you went, so.
Do you want to build a snowman? Yeah, I took my girls. I took my sister-in-law, my wife, and my mother-in-law to see that on Thanksgiving when that came out. I think it was Thanksgiving when that came out originally, the original Frozen. It was around one of the holidays, and I remember taking them out. We were in the movie theater, and we're all singing along. We heard these songs 100 times. Like, they were catchy, like, right away.
Yep.
All of them. Like, even the one when Swan and the reindeer and what's the guy's name again? I can't remember.
Kristoff.
Remember, they're singing their songs, and like every song they did was like good. This movie seemed like every song they sang was forced.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain.
That's what I heard. But
it was good, though.
You said it was also still a decent movie, but
it was good. Thank you, Disney Plus. Thank you for releasing it early. I appreciated it. We enjoyed it. You want to hear something good? I've loved Disney Plus so far. I have no complaints whatsoever. Do you, John? The only complaints I had was we had some problem with uploading, but that's fine.
When I download stuff, I can't get it to play. I've got a cord that I connect to my tablet. Tablet connects to my TV, and then I can usually watch I can watch shows off of Netflix and Hulu that I've recorded, you know, downloaded onto my tablet. For Disney Plus, for some reason, it won't let me do that. So if I want to try to watch something, I have to sit somewhere with my tablet, which, I mean, is okay if you're watching 30 minutes, but if you're trying to watch a movie, it does get a little annoying.
Does your TV allow AirDrop?
Yeah, I would have to have some kind of Wi-Fi connection for that.
No, you wouldn't. Do you have a smart TV on your? Do you have a smart?
No, we never, we don't have smart TVs because we don't have Wi-Fi.
So. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, because that's what we do with it. We AirDrop it. TV has like the Bluetooth, and it just streams right from your phone.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, supposedly we're giving it one more shot. We bought two antennas that were $35-40 a piece. We spent $110 on one this last week that's supposed to be coming in this week that's supposed to boost our Wi-Fi or our cell connection at the house. So hopefully we'll have full bars of 4G and we'll be able to record from the house and actually get a lot better service on our tablets and stuff. So,
John, I'll dance the jig around this house if you can record from home, because then if I'm off the next few weeks after I'm done this job, we could do some fun shows and maybe we'll even get some listeners liking us again, John.
Yeah, that would be fun. I mean, maybe some movie reviews and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know what I've done this week, Doug? Let's see. I've been to the dump. I borrowed the neighbor's pickup truck and went to the dump and unloaded a bunch of stuff. I cleaned out my shed yesterday. Got three items to list on Craigslist and stuff today that I found in my shed. Anybody need a chop saw or a drill press? I really don't need those. let's see. We fixed the air conditioning pipes to drain outside correctly. I've listed every item I had in the house possible to get on eBay. So I'm staying busy, but yeah, I'm running out of chores and stuff to do.
Well, I got plenty around here, John, because I'm still not off. I can't wait to get, because I can see the grass is getting to the point where I'm going to be headed up on the tractor soon, if you follow me.
Yeah. I planted an orange tree. I planted a blackberry bush. I've got annuals and flowers everywhere, geraniums, petunias. So my yard looks fantastic. So,
and all kidding aside, John, before we continue, I want to say to Stacy and her husband, if they're listening, I'm really not mad. I'm thankful for you going and giving the time to go leave a review. I every one of them means something to us. And I know you're still listening, even though you gave a negative review. But thank you for doing it. No hard feelings. I'm glad you did it. And anybody else, fire away. I'm thick-skinned. I'm angry, but I'm thick-skinned. So I really, it's all good. We appreciate it, don't we, John?
Yeah, Doug, you're not Italian at all, but you have that. What some of my chefs are. They get very, very, very frustrated very quickly, and then it's whoosh, gone, like a wisp of wind.
No. Well, like I said, my friends call me 0 to 60 because I'm either the happiest guy or the angriest. There's no in between with me. There's no cruise control. It's one or the other, dude. I've always been that way.
Then you go 60 to 0 almost as quickly. So,
dude,
that's the good part.
I've been in many, many fist fights in my life growing up.
No,
blah, blah, blah.
You're kidding me.
No, many. I can't even. It's hard to count. But I will tell you, after I was done them, I felt bad. You understand what I'm saying? Like, all said and done, I've been friends with people afterwards, saying, you understand what I don't hold grudges at all. I could be, me and you could fight today and I could love you tomorrow. I don't hold grudges like that. So, just who I am. I react to exactly what I'm feeling is what you guys hear on this show is what you get every week is my honest 100% opinion. And if you agree or disagree with it, I just appreciate you for hanging in the pub with us. That's all I can say.
Well, there you go.
So, and everybody's in the house. Hopefully they're listening to us in the pub and staying safe and sound. And if you are and you want to book a Disney vacation, John, did you hear that they're offering free dining now?
Yeah, they're going to have to be doing something, aren't they?
Yeah, because now they're not accepting any reservations till June 1st. So that's telling you something.
Yeah, that's telling us something. We got a letter from, I think it was the CEO of Walt Disney World the other day, basically stating that currently we're getting paid through the 18th of April. So as long as we know that for sure is going to be as closed as long as that. After that, I don't really know. I don't know if we'll be put on unemployment or if they're going to try to pay. I don't know if they could try to pay us all the way through the end of May, but we'll see.
They could. They can afford to give one man $68 million. I think they can afford to pay you another month. That's all I'm saying. Don't want to be negative. No, don't. Disney, whatever you do, if you don't pay them, it's all good.
Well, I mean, if they don't, then they need to allow us to collect unemployment. Because, I mean, I can't stay there and keep my job and not get paid. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of the two. So
whatever they do, it's for your own good, John. That's all. Anyway, Disney states that they will not take any reservations to June 1st. And they're saying that free dining is available, Johnny. So let me see here, blah, blah, blah. Free dining offers available when you purchase a non-discounted package that includes theme park tickets and accommodation at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels. So this tells me there also might be another package coming out. Usually there's either a resort discount or a free dining, and I could see that coming next. Couldn't you, John?
Oh, absolutely. 30-40% discount. Yeah. Yep.
And a lot of times, depending on what resort... Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe they'll even go back to, you remember back in the day where you'd open an email and every once in a while there'd be a code in there that gave you a big chunk discount on a room? So.
Yeah, dude, I've gotten a couple of them. I remember back in the days where you could add two different codes on top of your, remember you had the Disney club card?
Yes.
I had that and you get like 20% off and 30 depending on the time of the year. I remember one time I used the Disney club card, a code from Mexico, and another code, and I end up getting rooms at Riverside for $79 a night.
There you go.
That's the year my dad decided to go. He's like, for that money, even if it sucks, I'll have a good time. So that's what he decided to go with us. So it was one of the best trips of my life, having my dad there with me.
Yeah, that must have been around the same time that we stayed at Coronado, because I got rooms at Coronado at the time for $88.
Yeah, so. Sweet. So there's a commercial on TV right now, Disney Parks. It's on the YouTube. But anyway, it is valid for arrivals June 1st through September 30th of 2020. So it's the entire summer, with booking available through May 31st. So if you want to do this, you got to book by May 31st. Offer is valid for guests only who booked a vacation package on room reservation to stay at Disneyland Resort. Disney Resort Hotel during the dates Walt Disney World closed. Offer not valid for reservation canceled before March 1st. So they're offering you free dining if you already booked. So, and I'm thinking that they're going to offer it even if you didn't. You know what I'm saying, Johnny?
Yeah. I don't see them restricting this, because there's going to be an awful lot of people that had to cancel that just can't reschedule. Or, I mean, hate to say it, but are they going to be scared to reschedule at this point? So.
Yeah, I know. And I have a feeling, like, with the June 1st, what's your thoughts? I'm thinking that they're going to let Florida residents in first.
I've heard a couple of different things where they were hammering around some ideas about...
Like a soft opening.
Yeah, well, where they're going to open... But they were talking about opening attractions where the queues are maybe more open-aired, and trying to get people to not congregate in areas and stuff like that. But how would you possibly do that? I mean...
Dude, we got idiots on our job of 100 people that don't know how to social distance.
Yeah, exactly. And to allow, 15,000, 20,000 people in Animal Kingdom and not tell them that they're going to all rush to... Flight of Passage. I just don't see how you could do that, and that would mean no shows,
One of those things where they need to pump up. See, and we've been saying this for a year. I know they did it for us, but the Wi-Fi is inadequate. They need to make the Wi-Fi stronger somehow in that park. And if they could maybe do it to where we've talked about before, I know the queues are the best thing in the park, and I love the queues. But maybe how as soon as you go in, if you get your pass for the day, they figure out how many people roughly that Flight of Passage should carry in a day. And as soon as you check in, you get your time. If you want to do that, you go and you check in their virtual queue. You get your time and you get a time to come back for that ride within a 10 to 15 minute span.
Just like Rise of the Resistance and something of that sort.
Yes.
To restrict the amount of people in there, yeah.
Yeah, where they tell you, listen, you're gonna ride it between 1 and 1:15. You get a 15-minute window, and they tell you right away. As soon as you log in, they tell you the exact time to come back, you and your party, and that's when they do it. They'll have to do more stuff like that.
I would think, and I mean, they've got time off right now to be working on that stuff. So if that's their idea, hopefully they do come up with stuff like that.
Yeah, because idiots. I'm like working on this job, and I'm in a bathroom all by myself, and it's a nice size bathroom because it's the en suite. And all of a sudden, dudes come in. I had my mask down because, like, you're wearing it all day. When you get in a room by yourself, you want to breathe a little bit. You know what it's like wearing those masks all the time. I wear my goggles so it fogs them up. So every once in a while, you just want to break from the mask. As soon as you take it off, two idiots will come in, and you back up from them. The more you back up, the more they chase you.
Come here. I got to get in your face to talk to you.
And then you got to finally be Hatred Doug saying, yo, dude, I don't want to smell what you had for breakfast. Could you please give me 5 feet? I ain't even asking for six. I'll settle for five from you. But you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
So they're going to have to figure something out. Hopefully, God willing, I think we will, because there's been a million vaccines made throughout our history of our country, and they'll make one for this, hopefully, and we'll get our lives back to normal.
Yeah, I think from what I've heard, the best chances are taking the people that have recovered it from it and using their blood to come up with a vaccine, because that it already has the antibodies and stuff that they're going to need. So,
yeah, because so many people don't know if they had it or not. Like a month ago, or 3 weeks ago, I was it was like 3 weeks ago. It was right around my wife's birthday. It was her birthday. I got right around there. Beginning of March. Do you remember me telling you the day before our show I didn't feel good Thursday, Friday, I was feeling a little off. And then Saturday, I got a fever, and I went to bed, and then I woke up at the middle of the night, like, you know how your fever breaks, and I don't sweat at all. Like, the only place I sweat is a little bit on my head. I'm one of those people that I would get yelled at. We'd play basketball all day, and it's like, you ain't even working hard. You ain't sweating, like, breaking my stones. But I woke, you know how when you get a sick, though, and that cold breaks, and you're covered, you're, like, all sweaty and sticky?
Yep.
During the middle of the night, my fever broke, and I felt good. Now, wasn't even thinking about that then, but you don't know. Nobody knows because we're not tested. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's hard to tell. I mean, and especially some of the people that have been tested and tested positive only had a mild case. Maybe just a slight fever and a cough and got over it within a couple of days or a week. So there's a very real possibility that a lot of people months ago that just had. Thought they had the common cold or something, or just felt a little sluggish for a day or two, actually had it. So
it's sad, but again, be careful out there. And when Disney opens, we're gonna have to all be, they'll have guidelines, I'm sure. They always do. They end up doing this kind of stuff usually the right way, so we'll have faith in them. And
a couple of years ago when we had the mosquito scare, there was mosquito repellent
West Nile virus all that stuff,
so, yep.
And Disney Vacation Club, hopefully they straighten this out. They've straightened some things out, but some of the things I'm reading, I could be wrong, so I'm worried about it, and I don't want to be negative or anything like this. I'm sure they're doing it for us. They've said that they'll give you your canceled points back and stuff like that, but the one thing I'm worried about is, John, and you're a DVC member, you can only bank 2 years back, correct?
You're asking the wrong person. I use all my points.
But the point is, I think the rule is you can only bank 2 years back. And what I'm worried about is from everything I'm hearing is, okay, so if the parks are closed these 3 months and these 3 months run into your 2 years banked, you're going to lose points, is the way I'm reading it. I think that any of these points, it should be extended for, it should be 2 years, and if this is closed for 4 months, it should be 2 years and four. You understand what I'm saying? You should not lose points any way, shape, or form because of this. And what they're saying is that it's due to, if we leave these points be allocated, it'll take up space. Well, I just think it's a way for them to take points from you, in my opinion.
I don't know. I mean, let's give them a chance because they.
I am. I'm hoping. I'm not being negative. Yeah, I'm just hoping is what it sounds like.
I know Judith was very frustrated with them last week, and she got everything straightened out. So I'm hoping that it's going to help out a lot too, Doug, when we have a definitive answer of when things are going to open and when we can start, they can start planning trips again and that type of stuff. So,
but just say to me then, we'll figure it out then. No points will be taken from you. We're going to do the best we can. The things I'm reading is if you're 2 years ago from May or March and April, and those points you can't use them this month, you can't plan a last minute trip. If you have points from 2 years ago, you're going to lose March and April points. Because some people don't go every year like you do, John. Some people save them up and go big trips every 2 or 3 years. They're not, You know what I'm saying? They don't use their points all the time. So there's people that I know that have points saved that they'll save them to use for a grand villa every couple years, or a three-bedroom, take the whole family down. I know people that use their Disney points, and they'll save these, and they'll just book resorts to go when it's just the two of them, and then they'll do a trip every couple years for the whole family, if that makes sense to you, John.
Yeah. Like I said, you're talking to the wrong person, yeah. Because I don't do that. I mean, I've never had to book points. I've never, because we're your fiends. So.
And the other thing is, and again, I'm probably wrong about this, I don't think you guys should be charged maintenance fees for these 2 months.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Imagine they still have to do upkeep on them. So.
But you can't go. I wouldn't pay maintenance fees on my house if I couldn't live in it for 2 months. Welcome home. I just feel there should be things, even if they cut the cost in half. What are they maintenances? They're not cleaning rooms. They're not doing any work. They're not doing – the maintenance you're paying for is the upkeep of the hotel while people are staying there. That's what those maintenance fees are for. They're to pay the maids and everything else. That's what those – that's why some resorts are more than other, because the way it works out, there's not as many bookings, if you follow me. That maintenance fee is for when little Johnny runs across the grass and digs it up while he's staying and playing there, for the groundskeeper and all that other stuff. There's nothing being done to these resorts while yous aren't there. I don't think you should be charged, John, especially things are tough right now. You're worried about getting unemployment, but you still have to pay your $69 maintenance fee?
Yeah, well, I mean, like you said, they're still paying. Even if there is no maids or groundskeepers, they're working. Disney's paying them. So, I mean, I'm getting paid.
Well, make sure they are.
Getting paid, so.
I want to make sure they all are. Well, I'm just asking. And do you think it's also fair then that they're also not canceling any of the annual passes? You still got to pay for them and you can't go to the park as far as your monthly payments?
No, I still got my monthly payment coming out.
So. Yeah, well, you can't go. You're not going to get that back.
Yeah.
How are they going to extend it? You guys in Florida renew every year. It's a virtual cycle. I mean, I bet you 85 to 90% of people that do vacation, I mean, that get annual passes, do it year to year. They don't stop. So how's it fair that they're hitting your credit card for the month of March when you couldn't even step foot in the park? There's some things like that, but I'm sorry. I'm happy they're doing. Maybe you ought to give them an extra $10. Do it for them is what I'm saying. I haven't heard anything. All I heard is everything I read that you have to continue paying for your annual pass right now. I'm sure you paid for yours, didn't you?
Mine comes out the 10th, 11th. So, yeah, I'm sure it came out in March, and I'm sure it'll come out in April.
Yeah,
so.
And you're not in the park.
Pretty much, no.
No, but how's that fair? I mean, I don't get that. I mean, what's that being paid for? Exactly. I'm just asking. I know no other podcast will ask. That's all. That's the reason I'm asking. I'm just curious of why they wouldn't cancel that. They had no problems pushing the button to cancel your reservation, but they have problems sending your money back within forever. But they don't. But when they take your money, it's in. Beep! Instantaneously, like we were talking about earlier about PayPal.
Yeah, well, all companies are like that. But, I mean, I got dinged for SeaWorlds, too. So, I mean,
they're not right.
Point.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Doug, you have a point, but it's not just Disney. I mean, you know,
it's
going to be Universal, Disney, and SeaWorld. Everybody's going to take their annual pass payments.
Yeah, so. Well, SeaWorld's supposed to be furloughing everybody within the next week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to have to, probably, except for their animal care specialists and stuff. So.
That's what they said, 90% of the cast members. It's just wrong. I mean, I don't understand how they're making you pay for your annual pass. What are they going to do for you? I mean, really, what are they going to give you? I don't know.
I forgot who it was. Maybe it was SeaWorld. I know they were extending your annual pass. Like if yours was supposed to expire in March, they were adding 2 or 3 more months to it. So maybe hopefully that's what Disney would do. Like if mine was supposed to expire next January, then they'll let it go until, you know, March or April of next year to give us those months to make up for.
But the thing you got to hope for, they still don't hit your card monthly.
Yeah, at that time. So I mean, but I don't know because I've had I've bought annual passes before, and they're automatically renewed, and so I never get to take advantage of the 3 or 4 or 5 free at once.
That's trying to add on. See, and that's the point I'm making, John. I'm afraid that they're just, this is just going to be money you just threw to them, is what it's going to end up happening. And it's not cheap. It's not as cheap as it used to be for you.
No, it's not. No, I'm probably not renewing our Disney annual, or mine anyway, so, but.
No, it's a shame. So, but anyway, check into these things. Ask the question. Like, I'm going to call my union up and ask them the question about my health care, because if, like, the same thing with me, with you, with the annual passes, monthly, blah, 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 we have to earn so many hours per year to be able to get health care. So I'm going to be, if after this job here, we're going to be slow for the virus. I think we should, like, my health year goes August to August. And I got that time period to earn so many hours to pay for my health care. You got to have 1,000 hours and then 1,200 for two different tiers to get your health care. And if I lose 2 or 3 months because of this virus, I should have an extension from August till, like, October to be able to make up those hours.
Yeah, I would think.
But if I don't call and ask, do you think they're just going to say, Dougie, here it is for you?
No, that's like all the credit card companies and everything else right now. A lot of them are offering possibilities for deferral and stuff like that, but none of them are going to call you and tell you that they're offering that.
That's my point. In. Like your mortgage company saying, if you can't pay, it costs. And why don't you just let us okay, I've paid my mortgage on time every day for the past 20 years. Why don't you just do me a solid and say, yeah, listen, Mr. Davis, no interest, no payment. If you can't pay this month, if you can, we're going to give it all 100% to the principal. How would that be, John?
Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful? No, that's eBay. I pay eBay a fee, and it's not all that cheap because I have a store. I have a lot of stuff listed. So I pay eBay a fee once a month. That's due on the 17th of the month, and I got a notice from them the other day saying that they're offering the opportunity for a deferral. What they're telling you is that you only have to, for the month of April, you only have to pay half of what you owe. Of course, the other half is also going to be due in on top of that in May. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what good is that for me?
Exactly.
What have you done? Thanks. You just took it and made it due later. So, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, I like I said, it would be nice for them to say, listen, if you can't pay it, we'll push, you know, you don't have to pay your mortgage the next 2 months. If you decide to, we'll give it all to principal. Wouldn't that be the right thing to do?
Yep. Yeah,
but No. It just, and just like I get a Verizon sends me out a thing. I have unlimited, right? I pay my phone bill 2+ a month for me, my wife, and my mother-in-law with smartphones. They said, and I got unlimited like you do with Verizon, right? Did you get that text saying we're going to give you 15 extra hotspot?
Yes.
15. Yes. For what? I'm unlimited. You ain't giving me nothing.
Well, ours is really useful because that's the personal hotspot that we can use. Then we can use that for JJ's tablet, or not his tablet, but his computers. So for us, it proves very useful.
Okay, with us, though, I pay unlimited. I got unlimited hotspot anyway.
Okay, we don't have unlimited hotspot. We got unlimited data plans on the phones and the tablets. But for our hotspot, we're limited, I think, to 10 or 15. So.
Yeah, see, I got unlimited. I'm like, I could sit here and turn hotspot on for 7 days and not use my data.
Yeah.
It's just, but thank you anyway for, I'm glad it helps you, Johnny. I wish I could donate mine to yours.
Exactly.
I'll give you an extra 15.
Yeah. But, oh, and actually, I'll share a little bit of good news in the middle of this. My son's actually finally starting college next month. So he is getting off his butt and obviously attending courses online, but nonetheless, he is starting. We've got everything done and almost paid for, so yay.
Good for him.
Yes.
Nah, now you just got to put him to work on your eBay account, John.
Don't I wish. Hey, I'm happy I got him to, he helped clean the shed yesterday, mowed the grass the other day, so I've got him out doing stuff. Believe me, he's getting a bit irksome that I'm home all the time.
Yeah, well, there you go. Dude, if I was you, I would have a chores list set up.
You don't think I do?
Yeah, I would. And I would earn, see, this would be me. You know that 15 extra? Right, I'd write down on a book how he can earn those 15 extra gigabytes.
Well, if he's going to use it for school.
There you go, but that's fine. 100%. But anything else, this is what you got to do. You see that lawn? Go cut it. but it's sad times, John. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, just looking at all these news stories, everything closed. I mean, who would ever thought everything closed at the Magic Kingdom? I mean, in Disney
Magic
World.
Kingdom, the malls, the restaurants. The poor restaurants, man. I feel so bad for these friggin' guys that have you know. I mean, a restaurant, Doug, I don't know if you do it. I'm sure you know it, but very few of them guys ever make a ton of money unless you have a very successful.
Oh, you're Bobby Flay or Gordon Ramsay or whatever, but they've all failed 20 times to succeed, too.
Yep. Other than that, these guys commonly go bankrupt within a couple of years, or they're on a shoestring budget where they make enough money to support themselves and their family, and that's about it. And they're done. I mean, all these mom and pop restaurants, it's going to be almost impossible for them to come back.
Well, we've been trying to support ours. Like, Brenda's been cooking 90% of the time because she's like a nervous Nelly. But we went out. We have this local Japanese place called Shogun, and they're phenomenal. I mean, the owners in there are like the sweetest human beings on the planet, and we try to order once a week from them. We went last night and got from them. It was like a $60 meal. I pick up. I gave her $70. It was like I gave her the world, if you follow me.
Yeah.
But I want to keep them open because their food is phenomenal, dude. And you go in there, the place is spotless. They're clean. They're nice. I give you pot stickers. You understand what I'm saying? They'll give you stuff constantly. They're really good people. And support your local small business. Do takeout if you can.
And what you just said is an important thing. Just because you're doing a delivery or a pickup and stuff like that, tip those people. I mean,
they need everything they can get right now. So I said, I gave her, she said $60, and I had a 50 and a 20. I said, keep it. And she's like, really? Really? I'm like, yous are wonderful. I mean, they're great because they're constantly throwing in like a pot sticker here or this or that. Their vegetable rolls are out of this. Their spring rolls are so good, John. I mean, it's like it tastes like the freshest vegetables you've ever eaten. And they're not greasy. They're crunchy. You know how you get the perfect spring roll? It has that crunch to it. It isn't like a big soggy sock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I like. That's actually why I like spring rolls better than I like egg rolls. They seem to be lighter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's nothing like, and I'm not a big egg roll fan either. I'll eat them, but I like the spring roll better. But there's nothing worse than getting a big, greasy spring roll or egg roll, is there?
Yeah, it'll turn you off.
Yeah, it's just not good, but they're phenomenal. So support your local business, your small business if you can. Some more good news, Johnny. Did you see the new animals born at Disney's Animal Kingdom?
Yes, I believe it was a porcupine and a zebra.
They're both adorable, aren't they?
Baby animals are always adorable.
As the kids say, aren't they adorbs?
Dorbs.
Adorbs. Oh, that porcupine, man. I mean, I know he'll bust you up, but he's cute as heck.
Yeah, despite being closed to guests, it is business almost as usual for the animal care teams at Disney's Animal Kingdom in the park is celebrating the birth of a baby prehensile-tailed porcupine. Did I pronounce that correctly?
I hope so.
And a zebra foal.
She loves you, John. It don't matter.
Born February 25th, 2020, the baby porcupine, known as Porcupet, oh goodness, is covered in a fine red fur coat with tiny quills underneath that begin to harden in the hours after birth. Disney has not yet named the baby, which is part of the species survival.
Could you imagine if they hardened before birth, John? That would be pretty ugly.
That would be terrible. Program overseen by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums to ensure responsible breeding of threatened and endangered species.
Yeah. That's two beautiful animals there. That baby zebra's cute as hell, dude.
Yeah. Following up on March 21st, 2020, a new female Hartman's Mountain Zebra foal joined the herd. The 65-pound zebra was born to mom Heidi. Heidi. That just doesn't sound like a zebra's name.
Leave Heidi alone.
And was up and moving just a few minutes following her birth.
So. Know what the name Heidi is the most known for?
What's that?
Don't you remember that movie came out years and years ago, the movie Heidi, and they They shut off the Jets game during the football game, and nobody knew how the game ended. They thought the game was over, and like the Jets came back and won the game, and nobody got to see it or something like that.
I think that was the one and only time that happened, because yep. I know there was such a giant flack over that. So.
Yeah. See, if that was done during a Patriots game, I'd have figured they cheated somehow to win the game, and they didn't want to show us on TV. Did I just say that out loud, John?
Yeah, I think maybe you did.
I think I'm going to get in trouble for that one, Johnny. The Swan and Dolphins fully closed. It took them a lot longer to close than the other resorts because the whole county's closed down now. So the Swan closed, the Waldorf Astoria, Four Seasons, all them finally shut down. Oh, it's sad. Have you seen some of the aerial views of the parks, like nobody in them?
Yeah, there's some helicopter tours and stuff like that that are just it's a bizarre looking world. Yeah, I was gonna say we're gonna talk about the places that are shut down, all those hotels, Disney Springs, the company that I did work for, Doug. I think I might have got out there at the right time. They ceased operations in Orlando because there's no restaurants to deliver to, and that job was 95%. Restaurants and small mom and pop fine dining Italian restaurants. So yeah, they may be done themselves. I know they kept one driver on to run a couple of routes to the delis, and that was it. So
the wine company's in bad trouble too.
Yeah, I had no deliveries for them this last week. Nothing at all. Not even the markets, because people are even afraid to go to markets now. You know, so.
Nah, it's a shame, dude. I mean. Like, God bless my sister-in-law. Like, she's working at Acme, the food market. And they're finally putting up, like, plexiglass and stuff like that in certain stores around here just to protect the cashiers.
Yeah, I see that. And another one of our friends, Jim, down in Alabama, he's a truck driver. So, yeah, God bless him getting out there and going after it every day, because that's what right now is keeping us fed in our grocery stores. So I don't know. I saw a thing the other day, Doug, that I know you would have liked. You know, if you complain about fast food workers, truck drivers, and grocery store clerks ever again, you know, I mean, the essential people, you know, you attorneys and you judges and car salesmen, you're not essential. So.
Well, that's why I stick up for the workers. I don't care about mobile order. I want people working. Like, see, this is what cracks you up is, they'll have these people in because of this, and then as soon as things are okay, they'll open up all the self-checkouts. You understand what I'm saying? Like, in some places right now, they don't want the self-checkout because they're cleaning them. Like, they're not being clean like the regular aisles are. Like, what they're doing in a lot of the regular aisles, they're wiping them down completely, like the people that work in the stores. Like, it's okay to put these people through all this now, but they're now essential, like before they weren't. That's why I want them to work. That's why you want people to work. I mean, you want to, you know, you don't want to do self-checkout, so people have jobs. I mean, the more that we do that, the less people are going to be working. And these people it's scary being out there right now. I got Chick-fil-A the other day, and the lady's handing me with a tray like an extension pole out the window, if you follow me.
Yep. The fewer people that contact you, everything you deal with, it's better. So.
But I don't know. I feel bad for them. But like I said again, when this is all said and done, Sandra Bullock will be in the supermarket as the cashier making
a movie.
$15 million to play the cashier at the local Walmart.
And Tom Cruise will be the truck driver. Yep. And so who are we casting as Judith the nurse up in?
Judith the nurse. Somebody, it has to be somebody beautiful, John. Who could we say? And not that old either. I mean, I'm trying to think. Where could we compare the beauty to Judith? Like maybe an Emma Watson, somebody like that. You know, beautiful.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll have Emma Watson play Judith.
There you go. Somebody young, beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who's going to be Tommy Lee? Brad Pitt.
There you go.
There we go. What? No, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. We'll say. How's that, John?
Perfect.
There we go. What else do we have here, Johnny? Adorable Disney Easter 2020 banner at Tokyo. So they're starting to put things up over there. Tokyo's slowly but surely getting ready. Here's some other sad news. Did you see the Disney Cruise Line? Somebody after the cruise was over tested positive out in San Diego?
That's a bad sign, isn't it?
Yeah, so be careful, guys. What other things we have? I'll tell you what, I've been watching, like, as we're doing this, I have, like, the rides going through, all the Disney different rides. Like, they have, I'm on Splash Mountain with a, somebody's in the front recording it, if you follow me. It's really cool. First person shooting.
Yeah.
So, I'm on Splash Mountain right now as we talk.
Well, there you go.
But there I is. Hate Disney so much, you know. I don't see much else, Johnny. I mean, just us yakking. And, I mean, right now, if you could go grab a meal, where would you go today, John? Last week we said, I'd be at a, what you call it, Spice Road Table, and you were going to be at a Cape May Cafe. I mispronunciated. Let me cut this and we'll redo it.
There you go.
Anyway, I think today I could go for the wave with some of those, the Florida Eggs Benedict, dude.
Hey, that sounds good. But, you know, I think I'm going to I'm gonna run over to someplace that doesn't get a whole lot of attention, but me and Lisa actually really enjoy is boat rides at Port Orleans Riverside. I've had a couple of steaks there that were very good with peppercorn sauce, and Lisa absolutely loves their etouffee. So
yeah, they have good food there.
Yeah, we've always enjoyed it. And again, it is not the authentic New Orleans taste that I would get in New Orleans, but it is a somewhat decent representation for a Central Florida venue. Okay, so
well, I enjoy it there. I enjoy the resort. The only thing, like I said, is lack of cast members the last trip and people yakking. I mean, I got a fresh made-to-cook burger, and by the time I got done paying 20 minutes later, it was frozen like a hockey puck. So that's the reason why Dougie gets angry. I think that if you buy a fresh made-to-order food, you should be able to check out and go. You shouldn't be standing in line for 15 minutes letting it get cold. I think you agree with me on that.
I would think so.
I mean, yeah, because it isn't like you're paying the $6 for the meal. It's a hamburger there is like what, $14 with fries now, John?
Yeah, probably $13.95 right now. So yeah, you're probably right.
So here you go, John. We spoke about this earlier, and maybe this will help you guys out. Following in the footsteps of Disneyland, Cast Members Union, the Walt Disney World-based Service Trades Council Union, which represents over 42,000 cast members, you're part of that, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Issued a letter today to Director of Labor Relations to Walt Disney World Parks and Resort in an effort to seek a formal statement from the company as well as payment and insurance benefits for employees through April 30th. So, Universal Orlando and Hollywood has already announced they will be extending the closure through April 19th, and they will continue to pay their employees through that time. Typically, Disney is the leader in these sorts of situations, but it seems they're weighing their options and strategies very carefully and not making any announcement until absolutely necessary to do so. Currently, a new stay-at-home order issued in Orange and Osceola counties in Florida. Counties in Florida, plus a statewide stay-at-home order issued by the governor of California would mean inevitable extensions of the current April 1st reopening date established. So, you guys, they're going to be fighting for you to get paid to the end of the month, John.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. So, I know right now that we were supposed to be at least paid to the 19th. And right now, I'm in a unsure position.
You're in a pickle.
Position. Yeah, because I don't know. I mean, because I just left a part-time position, came to a full-time position. My rate of pay has been changed. My, all that stuff has been, and I didn't get a chance to actually start my full-time job, but I was supposed to. So I really don't have any idea of what I'm going to get paid.
In my opinion, you should be paid as if you got the job. That's because you did get the job.
That's what I'm hoping. That's what we're all hoping, because that would seriously impact me. If I get nothing, in a way, that's better than getting, $85. Because if I get nothing, then I can go and apply for unemployment and get that. So,
well, you can don't hurt yourself. You could still claim unemployment. If they're only paying you partial, you can get a partial claim from unemployment. So,
yeah, I'll have to check into
that. No, you can, like, because I've already done it, John, because I've gone back, like, with the union. I've been on it. I've gone back for like a day, because my boss needed me to do something. I report it. You follow me? So I'd say what I made that day, and then I would get the balance of what my weekly benefits would be.
Okay.
So if you qualify, I'm just putting a number out there. I'll do an even number. Say you qualify for $600 a week. and you made 200, you'd still qualify for the four. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's how it works. So people are usually scared to report it, but I've done this off and on for years with the union because we have to go on. You can't work for somebody else. You have to work for a union contractor. You follow me?
Yep.
So anyway, if you do that and you work and you make $435 and your weekly benefits are $700, you would still get the balance of that money. But you just got to tell them. If they find out you're doing it without telling them, then they'll cut all your benefits. Yep. But what will happen is they'll say, did you work? You hit yes. Then a box will pop up. How much did you make? You put in how much you made. And then even if you're on unemployment and you only worked a couple days and you made the amount that you would normally get, you put that in, it just skips that week, but it still lets them know you're off. You follow me?
Right.
So you're not canceling your claim. You only worked 2 days, but now you're unemployed again. So as long as you report the amount you made, you'll still get a partial benefit. So,
okay.
Because they know you need a certain amount to live on. And I know this is a Disney podcast, but this is helping people. So, but that's how it works, John. I'm watching the guy right now paint Mickey Mouse on the street, the janitor.
Oh, the water art.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's doing a good job. Yep, the water art. He's awesome. And they just did Splash Mountain. So what ride you want to be on right now, John?
Let's see. Last week I wanted to do Kilimanjaro Safaris. You know, I'm going to go back and ride Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, because you miss it that much, huh?
It's getting to that point now. So.
I think I'll do something we spoke about earlier. I think I will get on Spaceship Earth one last time before she shut down. She's probably shut down and torn apart now. Because wasn't that supposed to close in June?
It was supposed to close May 25th. Our vacation was supposed to start May 24th. My nephew, God bless his heart, who loves Epcot and especially Spaceship Earth and Illuminations, was going to be able to ride Spaceship Earth one more time before they shut it down. So I don't know if he's going to get a chance or not. So
no, it's a shame. So, I mean, you can go online, John. I've been doing it for the whole time we were recording, and they're doing virtual ride-throughs right at the front of the line, and right now I'm on Winnie the Pooh, dude.
There you go.
I just seen Tigger pop up out of the woods. And there he goes again. He's jumping up and down on his tail like only Tigger can do. So, I know I can't wait to get back down there. I do my Florida Eggs Benedict for breakfast, do my bangers and mash for lunch, and then head over to Le Cellier and get me a filet mignon for dinner. That would be happy times again, wouldn't it, John?
That would be a good day.
It would be an awesome day. I'd be fat as heck, but it would be a good day. Yeah. I'd be stuffed to the gills. But I don't know, John. All we want to say is when this is all said and done, I hope all of our family of the pub is safe. You know, Jim, be safe driving that truck, buddy. We need the food, so be careful. And that's the other thing. They're having problems with bathrooms and stuff like that because so many places being closed down, John.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Especially, I mean, even the restaurants, if they just have the drive-through open. So
I'll tell you one thing, John, if you drove truck for a normal company right now, as far as the roads, it would be a pretty good job.
Yeah, there's very little traffic.
So that's one positive for them. I don't know. Take care of the truckers when you guys see them. Take care of everybody, all first responders, everybody. Thank you so much. Our military, do you see the big ships coming in, John?
Oh, yeah. The USS or the USNS Hope and Comfort, I believe, are the ones coming into New York and to Los Angeles. So although, from what I saw, I have a feeling New Orleans, because Mardi Gras just finished, is going to be a hard-hit area.
Like, why would you go to Mardi Gras, dude?
No, at that time, people didn't
when was
really
that?
Know, you know?
When was that?
Mardi Gras was the end of February, I believe.
Okay, so I excuse them. I was thinking about the spring break idiots that came down to you.
No, that was idiotic. I mean, holy cow. In the interview with some of them people, this is going to be our leaders of the future. Holy cow.
Like, for sure, dude. I was out kicking sand. I was in the fresh air. I had some of the humidity from the ocean. I thought for sure I'd be fine.
No, just one dude. Like, had this plan for like 3 or 4 months, you know, forever. Shut
my
up.
Whole life, man.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up, you twit.
Yes. So. Pay attention. Stay out of trouble. You don't know you can carry it. You know, you keep your grandparents and all your family members safe. Believe me, I wanted nothing more than to hang out in this house for a couple weeks, John. Get on my mower and cut my grass, which I hate, but I'll probably enjoy it right now just to be home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a lot less stressful as long as you're home. But and then at the same time, I can only take about 10 or 15 minutes of the news in the morning. I mean, I was watching the news the other day, one of the major shows that come from New York City, and the woman newscaster, she broke down and started crying in the middle of the thing. Yes. I mean, it's how scary it is. I mean, and these are professional newscasters that have been doing this for years and reported on all kinds of horrible things, and to see her affected like that, that's a reality check of how scary a situation this is.
No, it's sad, dude. It's very, very sad. Stay safe and go on TV right now. Go to watch these right now. I'm going through Figment, dude, live.
Well, there you go. See,
it's enjoyful. I'm like a little kid. I'm gonna go sit on the floor, like right in front of the TV, so I really feel like I'm there. So, but no, it's scary times, John, but we're going to get through it. We're going to be stronger when we come out the other side, right, John?
Yep, and hopefully maybe we'll be a little nicer to each other.
Yeah, because I'm a mean jerk. Right, John? Have you ever called me a jerk off the air, John?
I don't think I have.
And all kidding aside, John, do you find any of this is not being me? Am I being 100% myself on this show?
Well, that's the thing, Doug. Like you said, this is who you are. So
I'm not fronting for nothing, am I? I've always been this person. It's just things have always made me happy before. In the past year or so, they made me sad. I still go and still love it, but I can't be peaches and rainbows if I'm not feeling it. But at the end of the day, we still love you, Stacy. So tell your husband to give us another review. Maybe he'll be nice to us. Right, Johnny?
Yeah, maybe he's the balancing act. Maybe she's the positive one, and he's a little cringer. So maybe
listen, Pat Jannetty from the Mickey Dudes is always mean to me. I still love him. Yeah, do you think Pat has ever said anything nice about me, John?
I'm not sure. Really, I'm not.
He has a few times on his show, but he loves poking fun at me. But I know he loves me, and I hope Pat and his beautiful family staying safe and too. All you guys out there, stay safe, and we will talk to you soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a great week.
And one more thing. If you want to head over and leave a nasty review, head over to iTunes. We'd really appreciate it.
Hey, folks, if you got some time, you're sitting at home, go on Facebook and head over and join our clubhouse at the WDW Main Street Pub. It'll give you a chance to post some pictures from your last trip, maybe come up with some ideas to help people relive a bit of the magic if we're stuck at home, stuff like that. So,
and even if you want to get a poster board in big, bright red letters, write Doug's a jerk and put it on the Facebook page, go ahead.
There you go. See how many likes you could get.
Doug's a jerk and we love John. Go on your own and just have Doug shut up and edit the show for you.
Yeah, well, how interesting would that show be?
Maybe that's what we'll do next week, John. We'll just let you talk for an hour.
Yeah, wonderful.
Love you, John.
All righty.
Be good, guys. Be kind to one another. We will talk to you soon. Say goodbye
right,
again, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Bye.
Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.